Man almost killed by a Big Mac still likes to eat at McDonald's. Charles Olson, 28, who claims he was almost killed by cheese in his Big Mac and is suing the chain, still eats their food. Olson is severely allergic to milk and recently filed a lawsuit against McDonald's, claiming that he ordered a burger with no American cheese, but it contained a slice. Olson said his throat closed up in the incident 3 years ago and he thought he was going to die. But last week, Olson admitted that he has continued to eat from the popular fast food chain. "I have been back to McDonald's," he told the New York Post, "but I no longer trust McDonald's to follow any order specifics, such as not including cheese." Olson of Rockland County, New York, explained that he sticks to simple orders. "Now I just order their fries and a plain burger with nothing on it," he said. "Just the patty and bun. I just can't take the risk that it'll happen again." He said he made his usual order with no cheese from a location at 355 8th Avenue in Manhattan using DoorDash, as he had done so many times before. Upon receiving the Big Mac, Olson said he unwrapped it and did not see any cheese on it. He said, "When I got my food, I opened the burger and it looked like it always did when I ordered it. I didn't see any cheese melting over the sides. I assumed it was like every other time I'd eaten there before." Olson said he was frustrated that McDonald's got the order wrong. He suffered an anaphylaxis reaction and rushed to a hospital with his girlfriend in an Uber because they feared an ambulance would take too long to arrive. He received Benadryl, epinephrine and steroids that kicked in, and he did not have to be intubated and recovered.